Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It's Moose, it's Breezy, 585-252-9800. We're just checking in on your good vibes this morning. And a lot of people are weighing in here. We'd love to see it. Where's our friends at, Breezy?
Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. Got a lot of things accomplished. Few doctor's appointments this week and then taking it easy today.
Taking it easy. That's what it's about. Taco Tuesday.
Right. Send it.
Or for some of you weirdos, it's Pizza Tuesday, which makes no sense.
No, Pizza Thursday.
That's right. Or Friday.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, it is Pizza Tuesday for us.
It typically is. Anytime they throw a pizza party here in the building,
which
they,
is like every other week,
they make sure it's on a Tuesday, and I don't get
it. At what point do you have to stop calling it a pizza party and just calling it a Tuesday? You know what I mean? It can't. I mean, it's not a party every time we get pizza.
It's not a party. It's a gathering.
Yeah, it's just.
That's not a party.
Yeah.
If it was a party, I would absolutely be coming in tomorrow morning hungover.
Also, can I ask why does the party always start 20 minutes before we can arrive? I don't know. It seems like they don't want us there. But these things happen. All right. Who else is here? Let's check in. Our girl Linda's here. She said, going to see Mama Mia tonight. And I'm very, very excited about it.
Mama Mia.
Me too. I'm going to be there too.
Yeah. Well,
maybe we can sit together.
There's never a show you're not at.
I know. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I'm in my good feels because I'm celebrating 17 years with my high school sweetheart today.
Aww. That's beautiful.
That's Amber from Gates.
Oh, Amber, congratulations. What are you guys going to do? What's the vibe?
Maybe flip through the yearbook.
You go.
Put on the old Letterman jacket. Anything could happen.
That's right. Yeah.
I love that for you, Amber.
Love tonight.
Woo!
Congratulations. Not everyone makes it past the first 7-year mark. They say that is the hardest. What do we know? What the hell do we know?
I'm like, yeah, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Well. All right. What about you? Vibes? Vibes?
Just a little bit of a hectic morning. I'm hoping this. I paid some good money for this stuff. I got a 6-pack of this Neuro gum, it's called. And first of all, it tastes like chalk, but once you start chewing it, it's gum. And it's basically, I don't know if you guys have heard of this, but it's you take one piece, it's got a half a cup of caffeine in it, it's B vitamins, but it gets rid of like brain fog, it helps you focus, it's very stimulating. And I had a piece earlier this morning, and I got to tell you, I think it works. Do you want to try a piece? You should try it. It's healthy. It's good for you. But it gets rid of the brain fog. It's just you're clear. You're focused.
Maybe.
Here, try it.
Oh, God.
So I paid like $25 for like
what?
A box of it.
I fear you were ripped off.
No, no, I'm not ripped off. It's not normal gum, Breezy. Yeah, just pop a piece, chew. It's a laxative.
Well, yeah, why do I feel like this is literally ecstasy? We're going to be tripping on the show.
Oh, what a show that would be.
Yeah, you and I both on E. So I just chew it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it on the air.
No, just wait till we get in commercial break. Okay. But yeah, you chew it for like a half hour. But I like it. I like it. I'm going to have to send them this and try and see if I can get some free gum. Because that stuff is expensive.
Can't.
That stuff is expensive. You know what I mean?
Where did you find this? Instagram?
Yes. And yeah, then I was like, maybe I can find it cheaper on Amazon, which I did. But the reviews are through the roof.
I don't know. I don't want to get addicted to caffeine.
No, it's not. It's not like drinking coffee.
Probably going to get addicted to caffeine.
It's literally like chewing a piece of gum. That's it.
Okay.
She comes in tomorrow with a... She starts smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee.
I'm like, you did this to me.
51 for the high today. We'll take that. And honestly, tomorrow it's looking like it's going to be close to 60. I mean, the weather just has been teasing our behinds, has it not? I don't know what's going on, but we're not complaining. Big story of the day. What food on the shelves, especially at Wegmans, is causing E. coli? There is a contamination. I'll tell you what food to look out for, what not to buy, and all that info coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. I'll take an espresso right now, no problem. Mm-hmm. Wegmans brand organic carrots, baby cuts, petite, and whole have been recalled for potential E. coli contamination.
My friend sent this in the group text yesterday. I was like, why are you even eating carrots in the first place? Disgusting.
Oh, I buy them every time I go to Wegmans.
Worst vegetable probably ever.
Well, I buy them because I eat them with hummus. It's a good snack. Do not eat recalled carrots. Either throw them away or return them to the store for a full refund. All recalled carrots have been removed from store shelves. Carrots currently on the shelves right now are not affected. So they say
it's really bad.
So for more information, they're saying please contact Wegmans at 1-855-934-3663 Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
So they called everybody who bought this. It was crazy.
Did they?
Yeah.
We
should play the voicemail. And they were like, hey. It was like an automated message, obviously. It was like, hey, I saw on your Shoppers Club that you bought these carrots within the last week or two. Well, there's E. coli breakout with them, so I would throw them away or bring them back to the store.
If you didn't get that message, then I would call this number. Go ahead. Call them. Ask them to patch you directly through to Danny Wegman's yacht. And ask him yourself, Danny, I've been puking blood. I know you're in the Mediterranean. But these baby carrots have E. coli in them. And then he's going to say, well, did you use your Shoppers Club card? And you're going to be like, yeah, I saved a penny, but I'm still sick. Well, we apologize. Maybe instead of carrots, you can head to McDonald's to try that quarter pounder with cheese.
I know. I'm still pissed I haven't had one yet. But that's fine.
Or a Big Mac.
I know. None of it.
We're going to McDonald's.
You keep saying you're bringing me one in.
So anyways, around and around we go. Don't eat the carrots that have been sitting around in your fridge. The ones currently on the shelves at Wegmans are fine, I guess, if you feel like rolling
the
dice.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
So, there you have it.
Not risking it for the biscuit. Over the worst vegetable on the shelves.
No, it's a good vegetable. A carrot is a good vegetable.
Carrots are actually disgusting.
Think about all the things you make with carrots.
I can't. I can't name one.
Actually, I can't either. I don't know.
Carrot cake.
I don't know. How do parents deal with their kids who have a very, very bad temper? I'm talking about a temper where you feel like your life could be at danger. 585-252-9800. What's a mom to do? We got a message from Kaylee who's just hoping to get some advice on this because her 7-year-old daughter...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In a really stressful, bad situation. And anytime she gets upset, first thing she does, she finds a wall to bash her head up against.
Right.
We'll talk about that coming up next on the show.
98PXY is free and always will be. Just when you think you've got life figured out, you're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas. Completely anonymous. And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
How do parents deal with their kids who have a very, very bad temper? And I'm talking about a temper where you feel like, hey, you know what? Maybe my life could be a danger here.
Oh, dear.
585-252-9800. What is a mom to do? Let's get to Kaylee's message this morning, who says, hi, Moose and Breezy. Was hoping to get some advice on this. I know a lot of parents who are or have been in my shoes when it comes to your child having a very bad temper. But it's stressful. My youngest is 7 years old. We have noticed over the past year that she seems to struggle a lot with controlling her emotions. When she's angry, she's really angry. She will find a wall to bash her head up against.
What?
If she loses a game, she's incredibly frustrated on a level I have not experienced with my older child. When I try to talk to her, she is often so upset, she will hyperventilate a bit, and she will tell me she feels like she can't control how she feels. She's just so upset. And I hear things like, I can't help it. I've tried to talk to her about coping mechanisms, like coming to talk to me first, deep breaths, talking it out, but it's still so difficult for her. I've thought for a bit now that it might be helpful for us to go talk to a psychologist who can help us build some tools to deal with these big emotions. But are there any parents or listeners who have any good advice on this? Thank you both. Big fan of the show. Thank you, Kaylee. Appreciate the message this morning. And there you have it, 585-252-9800. We have so many parents that listen to this show, especially this segment, and I can't weigh in on this. I don't know, because this was me as a kid. Really? I would hit my head on the wall because I was so frustrated. I had no idea how to channel my anger that I'm like, all right, I'm gonna inflict harm onto myself.
God, I could never do that. I would never do that. I'm like, I love my face too much.
Honestly, there's days I think about doing that now.
Oh, perfect. You're like, after a nice show with you.
After every show I've ever done with you.
Hilarious. I just think that this is definitely an issue that needs to be talked to with a child psychologist, because it could be a form of OCD. It could be a form of bipolar. And if it's caught early enough, you can learn to cope with it throughout your childhood and your adult life, because there's so many people that are just getting diagnosed with this. And we talked about that just a little bit ago, like, catch it now.
Yeah.
Because if they feel out of control, they're going to continue to feel out of control for the rest of their life. And that's not good. Nobody wants that.
Yeah. I mean, don't you think, though, that's something that someone can grow out of?
I wouldn't put money on that.
Let's go over to the phones. I think I have Tanya here on PXY Mornings. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
So good. Happy Tuesday. What's your thoughts on this, Tanya?
Tanya Tuesdays.
Well, this definitely sounds like emotional dysregulation. And while a psychologist is a great idea to, like, help build tools, and honestly, they need to get to the root of the issue, like why that's happening.
Right.
And there's multiple reasons why that could be happening, but I just think that it's important to make sure that we're holding the child accountable. I have a child that I deal with this, and it only gets better with consistency. Like, if you let them do this, and, like, it's okay to have big emotions. It's not okay to have big behaviors. That's what I tell my child.
Okay, that makes sense. So in Kaylee's situation, what do you do? How would she help her child with this?
So, if it was a video game and she's acting out because of the video game, then obviously you're having really big emotions behind this video game, so we're going to take a break from the video game.
We're not going to do that anymore.
Okay, got it. How long is your break with your child? 20 minutes, 30?
So every child is different. My child can go from 1 day to 7 days with no electronics.
Oh, wow.
And let me tell you, it has greatly impacted her, the way she responds to things, because she knows that if she gets 1 day and she chooses to continue to have behaviors, then it could go up to, we're going to keep going.
Does your child have the iPad in front of them with every meal?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. See, that's my niece and nephew.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely not.
I feel like that's not it.
Okay, that's great advice. Tanya, I so appreciate that. Thank you for calling up this morning.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, have a good day.
Tanya Tuesdays.
Leslie says, what happens during a fit? Like, what is your reaction to it? Because we have been having a similar problem with our 6-year-old. I thought it said 65-year-old. Our 6-year-old, every single time he loses, he tries to inflict harm onto himself. And like Moo said, yes, he also hits his head up against the wall. Send your child to his room is an option. However, just don't frame it as punishment. Mm-hmm. It's just a calm space you go when you have trouble controlling yourself. Right. Sometimes 5 to 10 minutes until they cool down does the trick. But don't frame it as punishment.
Okay.
Who else is here? Let's go over to JC, who says, one thing I found is martial arts.
Oh.
Helps for my son. It's an individual sport. So far as you get what you put in, and you can see a level of progression with the belt system, but it also is a team sport and that everyone helps each other and looks out for one another. This has helped my son significantly. That's a great advice right there. Put your daughter into martial arts.
Yeah, get her in a sport that's like quasi-aggressive, but just with her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Everybody should know how to do a sweeping leg kick. And then let me go over to Angela real quick, who says, hi, Moose and Breezy. My son was throwing furniture and having 4-hour meltdowns since he was 2, and then has been complaining he's bored every time life isn't going exactly his way. Last year when he was 7, we sought out a psychiatric eval. Turns out it was DMDD.
What's that?
Dysphoric mood disorder. I don't know anything about that. We had him on another medication for ADHD because he was still having the outburst, complaining of boredom, and is very fight or flight. He screams and gets mad, but literally bolts out the door when you try to calm him down. It sounds to me like you should see it through with the ADHD thing and see where it takes you all. I have a completely different kid now, but I would get your daughter checked. But good luck. All right. Great advice. Thank you. What's up? Oh, and one last, we have a teacher here who's weighing in that says, last month I read a book to my 2nd graders titled I Am Stronger Than Anger. It's on Amazon, but it's a great book about young kids learning to deal with and manage their anger.
Yeah, I read that every night before bed. So,
shocker. All right, guys, thank you so much for all the help this morning. I appreciate that. And Tanya's phone call. We'll do another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning on PXY.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.